Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Steph Diggs yesterday. Mike Vrabel referenced him in an answer. About 41 players showing up to work on their off day, showing up to lift specifically on their off day. Good story. Like, that's a positive thing. Oh, yeah. That's why Vrabel's here, to get guys to buy in and get with the program. And through 9 weeks going into your 10th game, where the other team is coming off a bye week and players on their off day could be going home and doing God knows what, sleeping in, family stuff, whatever. They're showing up and getting a lift in on Tuesday, 41 of them, which is a sizable amount. Vrabel volunteered that up. That was Diggs answering about it. Somebody that Vrabel cited within that answer. And he's been a much better leader than I ever could have anticipated. I've said that a bunch this year. I was wrong about it in the offseason. I was wrong about it when he first got here. And that's another example of how wrong I was. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. We will get to the grab bag coming up. We will get to Clip du Jour. WEEI Afternoons on the way at 2 o'clock. They talked to Curran today. They talked to Razor. Razor's got to be high on the team these days.
Oh, my God. He'll be feeling great.
I can't even imagine what he's going to say about the team.
Gotta be careful.
So stay tuned for it coming up today.
I am very plowed and pleased.
Yeah, he's got to be plowed and pleased.
You have to be both, I would say, at this point in time.
Uh-huh.
So Razor, not a fan of the show. Neither is, it looks, Brad in Edgartown. Hello, Brad.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. Just give me like 40 seconds, and then if you want to discuss, I will, but just let me have my say. Is that
Keith's ex-wife?
Cool?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. That'd be great.
So as far as this cat thing, right, you know, I mourn the days of, you know, when talk radio was more journalism than entertainment. Uh-huh. I know that's not really on you guys, but it's just this shtick where you pick a specific topic.
That can't gonna grab that.
And just,
what's that? Are you in a drive-thru right now? This won't affect your 40 seconds.
No.
Are you in a drive-thru?
I'm actually on the I'm on the ferry in Chappaquiddick.
Oh!
Did you run over a cat? Yeah, look careful. Did you run over a cat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you don't like, you didn't like it?
That's my point. No, I just think it's, you choose a news story where an animal dies, right?
Well, the news story chose us.
Brad, can I just bring up, and you'll have more time, Brad. This doesn't affect your 40
seconds. No, we're pausing it.
But can I bring up, the text line suggested that maybe it was a cat suicide.
Oh, no.
That maybe the cat called its own Waymo.
Possible.
And laid there waiting for the Waymo and had itself run over. Had you ruled that out?
All right.
The text line said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's fine. I get it. Laugh.
So, Brad, real quick, that was a 5-minute segment in a 4-hour show of over, 20 hours of the week. What would you prefer that we talked about instead?
I think it was a little longer than 5 minutes, and you guys are just riffing on a cat dying.
What would you like us to talk about?
Not that.
Okay, so you have no other options in the world than that. Just something other than that.
Just silence.
Absolutely, because I think that, you know, people listen to your show, and it does is normalize cruelty. That's all it does.
Well, I don't think it was a murder. The cat wasn't murdered by any degrees. It was an accident by a Waymo.
If it was a dog.
It's really
If it was a dog.
Yeah.
No, let me. If it was a dog, you talk the same way?
If it was run over
if
by a
If it was killed
dog.
By a Waymo, I would have brought it up. Yeah.
Honestly, maybe not.
It's in the news.
It's funnier that it's a cat.
It is funnier that it's a cat. But
yeah, the bodega says Kit Kat was struck and killed by a Waymo on Monday.
Guy's just on the ferry to Chappaquiddick.
Pissed off.
Yeah, angry.
You can be a cat lover. I think this is more of a, I don't like self-driving cars, and this is more proof that we shouldn't have those.
I don't know. No,
I mean, you're not going to like every single thing that's said.
If we're being honest, though, we should not rule out the text line suggestion.
I'm not going to rule anything out.
Maybe the cat called the Waymo.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an inside job that they wanted to sell more candy. The Kit Kats that are probably selling Kit Kats like hotcakes at that.
I think the bodega's getting a lot more attention today than it did yesterday.
I agree.
So there's that.
Well, we already have.
You wanted 40 seconds.
What was his name again? Brad?
I don't know.
We just put Brad on the clock. It looks like John of Rhode Island wants to go on the clock as well. Nick, can you put John of Rhode Island on the clock if you don't mind? He wants to make a case either for or against robots?
Robots?
Not clones. Go ahead, John.
All right, John.
Wow, that guy was hilarious. But I'm all for robots. As you guys know, I got divorced, or my wife asked for divorce May 30th. But the key to the clones, not all for robots, I'm all for clones. The key to clones is to keep them happy and to give them a good life. So I've been going on a lot of dates with women. I'd want my clone to go on other dates. I've had to say no. I'm not available. We could make money. We could make extra money. Go on dates. And I would also, I'm under the premise that we share the same.
Ooh, I'm sorry, John. You're out of time.
He's just been on all these dates is what he's calling
himself. He just called to brag for 30 seconds.
That really was just brags. I always thought robots or clones or just my dating life.
I thought he said he had to turn away some dates. I hear that properly?
Yeah,
he had to turn his dates down.
So many has to turn them away.
Wow. That really is a brag.
Wow. Can I tell you? His wife screwed up.
Can I tell you?
Never got a $100 bill hanging out of his zipper. How do you do it?
Yeah, or maybe he's like Ryan Khalil.
Oh, we'll get to Ryan. No, not Ryan Khalil. Was it Matt Khalil?
Matt Khalil.
Matt Khalil.
Yeah, perhaps.
That's a grab bag.
Magnum Dom.
Yeah, that is a wild story.
It's something. I knew it was something. Matt I wasn't Khalil. Sure where that was getting in the show.
Look out. No, we have dedicated time for that. Don't worry. Don't worry.
All right.
I saw that today.
I can tell you, my dating life, I never had to turn away dates.
He needs a clone for more dates.
So
they can help him narrow down maybe Mrs. Wright.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Wright. I don't know.
Well, he started off by saying he's pro-robot. He's actually pro-clone.
Yeah.
But okay, good. I'm happy we took that.
Well, we know he's Mr. 401, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you think because the previous caller said talk about anything other than the cat dying, he wanted to hear about John's dating life? Based on what he said,
Brad's probably like,
he would prefer
this
that.
This is good. This is good stuff.
Finally.
Yeah.
Good. Finally. Some good stuff. That guy in Rhode Island is batting away women. That's great.
All right.
Yeah, Schnitzel. First off, Walpole is closer to New York than it is to Boston. So New York can have it. He probably uses ChatGPT to raise his secret girlfriend. Let's be honest.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you ever met anyone from Walpole? He fits the bill for his level of softness. Brad might as well be from Walpole, too, with this cat junk. Second of all, when it comes to these clones, I don't know if we're thinking about this the right way. Could you imagine a world with a clone of Kyrie Irving or Aaron Boone? I'll jump off the Tobin Bridge right now.
Okay, so he's on Keith's
side.
So
that's an anti-clone thing.
So that was one pro-clone, one anti-clone.
More Kyrie Irving is a good.
There's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
That was him? Yeah, he's going back.
That's him. That's him. Yeah, good job.
Just pound a flash.
Good job, Justin. Good job.
That guy Brad's like, yes, good. I'm talking about Cass.
You guys are winning me back over.
Cam Schlittler.
Okay. That's a good point. There'd be a lot more bad people. What? I didn't read it.
Another dice text. He goes, Brad's going to love when you guys start talking about that Matt Khalil story.
Yeah.
He could kill a cat with that thing. Listen, you know, everybody's going to like every single thing that we say. That's fine. But it's an open forum to come in and he can complain about it.
He really could. He can kill a couple of cats with that thing. That's true.
The bodega cat after he was allegedly killed by a Waymo.
Keith, show some sympathy over there. Would you, for God's sake?
Sorry.
Cat died.
I understand. I have thoughts and prayers for the cat, but I also think
death by Waymo.
Waymo. No, to me, the headline is Waymo causing destruction. Yeah, and it ties into our clones.
I think Brad's a little too hung up on the cat dying part. Yeah. We were more talking about the Waymo part.
Yeah,
617-779-7937. Let's get back on task for people like Brad out there, if we could.
Yep.
I thought this was an interesting exchange yesterday with Drake May. I'm a little fearful that this weekend's game, they are going to justify, or attempt anyway, to justify the Kyle Williams pick without Kayshon Booty, we're guessing, in the game this weekend. Yeah. He didn't practice yesterday. I don't think it sounds good for him playing this weekend. So I'm a little afraid they're going to attempt to justify the Kyle Williams pick, force him into the game plan, jam him into the game plan, and maybe target him more than they would have otherwise. So this is an exchange, kind of out of nowhere, about Williams and Drake May. Listen to it. We'll react on the other side.
I was talking to Kyle Williams and some of the miscommunication that you guys have had. How do you work on that, or is there anything to that? He said there might have been some miscommunication on some of the targets you guys have missed on so far.
Miscommunication? We're starting at what place?
I don't know. I was asking him about some of the targets that he hasn't caught. He said that it's just been kind of miscommunication with you.
No, really. I just got to give him a good ball to catch. You know, I can't really think of any miscommunication I've had with Kyle. I think he's done a good job when he's in there, and I think he's doing a good job in practice. So just, I really think just proud of what the guy's done in that room, and we continue to do it.
So Kyle Williams,
I don't like that.
Kyle Williams went to a reporter.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, a reporter went to Kyle Williams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Kyle Williams said, there's been some miscommunications on some of the plays. So when Drake May is presented with that, he goes, well, what plays are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, yeah, I don't know about that. And it was just, I mean, May seemed put off by that information, which I don't blame. But Kyle Williams is the one volunteering that they're not on the same page. And if you want to go to Kyle Williams is on the way to a Jalen Polk-level bust or N'Keal Harry-level bust or whatever, this would be some evidence of that, where he's saying,
if the quarterback starts to lose faith, it doesn't matter what you and I think. If Drake May is like, what are you talking about, miscommunication?
So Kyle Williams not producing is definitely not great. I'm not calling him a bust yet.
No.
He has 2 catches on 6 targets this year.
Correct, like 20 yards.
Maybe this weekend is an opportunity. I didn't like how they handled Pop Douglas earlier this year. It worked. I didn't like how they handled Ramondre Stevenson or Christian Gonzalez or even Diggs in the offseason. I think all of those have worked. Maybe this will too. But if he's pissing off the quarterback, then he is on the way to being the next Jalen Polk, the next N'Keal Harry, the next Chad Jackson, whatever.
Because I wonder if Kyle Williams was afraid to say, like, hey, it was my fault. Like, you don't want to put that out there. And so you think you're saying the right thing, but you're like, miscommunication, we got to get cleared up. But then that also puts it, at least doubt into, like, was it Drake May's fault? And so Drake May's like, what are you talking about? Like, what play? And so there haven't been a lot of plays for Kyle Williams as far as he's taken some snaps, but usually it's, you know, on running plays or they're throwing to somebody else. He has 6 targets in 9 games. And so even this past weekend, I saw a tweet from our guy Taylor Kyles who says,
brag, bro.
T. Kyles 39. Anybody can see it. It says, believe Drake May and Kyle Williams' missed connection late was on the wide receiver. He goes, the Patriots ran the concept earlier with Kayshon Booty on a 3-step slant, but the rookie ran it to 5. Ran it in 5.
I mean,
learning moment.
No disrespect to Taylor Kyles, but just I don't need to watch any tape to assume it's probably on Kyle Williams.
Oh, between the two, for sure. Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely is. But I'm saying, like, there's an example right there from the most recent game that even as the game before Kyle Williams talked to anybody. He was like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like, just watching the game, you're like, oh, that was probably on Kyle Williams. And Drake May's like, what are you talking about? And we've seen it before. Now, Brady would go to the extreme, but there would be guys that would either run the wrong route or he'd just freeze guys out. He's like, fine, I'll go the rest of the game throwing to Edelman and Gronk and nobody else. And so because Drake May has a good connection right now with, I don't know, 5 different guys, like, even if Booty doesn't play on Sunday, I don't think he's going to be looking Kyle Williams' way.
I do think, no, me either. And he might be out there for a lot of snaps. I only noticed him on one last weekend, and it was that mix-up.
Right.
So he played 30-plus snaps, more than way more than Pop Douglas and players like this. I think he played more than Hollins. I'd have to double-check all the snaps again. But he was out there a ton.
He was right in there. Yeah, he was like 31. He probably played about half the snaps, and that was after getting put in the game a little bit late because Booty did play before he got hurt.
Correct. So I think this is one where you could see it come home to roost real quickly. We were talking about the trade deadline, and we were talking about, you know, whether or not they did enough receivers moved.
Depth-wise.
I'm sorry. The receiver who played the most snaps was Mac Hollins. Then it was Steph Diggs. After that, it was Kyle Williams. More than Booty, 18. He played 31. Booty played 18. Pop Douglas only played 16.
He had a great game.
So he was out there the third most of any receiver this past weekend. I only noticed him on one play. So,
and it wasn't for a good thing.
No, it was a bad thing. Yeah. So I do wonder if this is a game where we look at it and go, all right, that pick has no chance. He's going to be out there. He's going to have an opportunity to make plays. If he doesn't, because Kayshawn Booty's out, that's going to be exposed. Never mind these comments to Drake May or via a reporter. That'll be out there as well. And you have the backdrop of the trade deadline where they did nothing. You could have had Jacoby Myers. You could have had Rashid Shaheed. Mm-hmm. You chose mm-hmm. not to acquire those guys and play Kyle Williams instead.
Yep, Brendan Rice.
Let's see how it goes. You do have Jerry Rice's kid.
One of his kids is on the team, so yeah. Maybe he'll get the call up. But, yeah, is your expectation that Kyle Williams this weekend does play a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be – it might be cardio. It might be out there
blocking and running guys,
running straight lines down the field. But I think he's going to be out there a lot. I think last weekend is evidence. I mean, I know.
I agree. But I wonder, like.
They didn't have time to game plan for that. Booty got hurt in game.
And I feel like Pop Douglas sort of earned more playing time. Right? Like, we were both very down on him when he didn't pick up the first down weeks ago.
Who do you think plays more snaps, Williams or Douglas?
I'm going to say Pop Douglas.
I think it's Williams.
I think this Drake May comment is kind of leading me towards Pop Douglas.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance Williams plays more than Diggs.
Oh, there's definitely a chance because, like, Booty was playing more than Diggs.
Correct.
And Mac Hollins plays more than Diggs. Diggs is going to make more out of the time he has, and that's not even close. But, yeah, just straight-up snap counts. Do you think that, as a quick aside...
Wait, not targets.
Targets. Not even close. Do you think, as a quick aside, Steph Diggs is playing the amount he's playing because he's coming off an injury? They're, like, trying to, like, manage him throughout the whole year? Or is it just, like, here's how we feel like we can best use all the wide receivers?
No, I think it's the first thing. Yeah, I think they're still managing him.
Like, if he didn't have a torn ACL, he's playing way more than this.
That's what I think.
I think so.
I mean, I don't know, but that's what I think.
Because I was like, if Booty doesn't play at all, like, is Diggs ever going to get to the point this year where he plays 90% of the snaps?
Playoffs? I mean, you know, like, late in the year into the playoffs, like, maybe that's what they're ramping him up for?
Yeah, it could be.
I also think it probably depends health-wise. Like, this weekend could be telling. If Booty's not a go, maybe this is the week where they lean on Steph Diggs for more snaps. You made an interesting point earlier, Keith, just about the Buffalo game, where it's a revenge game against Buffalo. That was one of the real, actual good teams they played this year.
Yeah, they needed them.
And that was a game where they leaned on Diggs. And this is probably another one where they should. Let's see if they do. Diggs had it that night. They went to him a ton. It was a revenge game. This is another top-tier-ish or, you know, certainly contending-type team in Tampa Bay. So do they lean on him this week? They should.
That'll be
an interesting thing to find out. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ted. Plus, Curran and Razor coming up on the show today. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
And the sailors say, grab bag. You're a fine girl. What a good grab bag you would be. But my life. My love and my lady is Jones and Key.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the hottest team on ice. The Boston Bruins in action tonight at the TD Garden. 7 o'clock puck drop against the Ottawa Senators. It'll be a Corpus Solo night. Corpy against
Corpy
one
night.
Of his former squads.
So is this a new plan? It's two goalies go two games now? They don't go 1-1, they go 2-2.
Maybe it is. But the Bruins look good so far this last week or so. Ottawa, one of the teams below them in the standings, chance to make it 5 straight wins. And what? It would be 6 of 7.
Yes, right yeah. Now, yeah, 5 out of 6, so make it 6 out of 7. I heard Judd talking about this morning. With Greg's show, Bragg. But I saw Nick lean in there.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
But the idea of where they're at in the standings, he's like, they have extra first-round picks. They may use those picks to go add to this team, which blew my mind. I was like, I thought they were tanking.
You can do
they're
going
to use future first-round picks to add to this team.
To this team.
This squad.
Well, if they keep playing like this.
All right.
I don't see why not.
Interesting. I'm sure Razor would be in favor.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The home team has 1st and 10 in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter.
Hello? Hey, who? Sup? Nothing, Keith. Just grabbing a bag, having a bud. What's up with you? Nothing. Grabbing a bag, having a bud. True. True. Grab bag! Grab bag! Yo, who's that?
Yo! Pick up the phone!
Hello? Grab bag! Grab bag!
Yo, where's Jonesy?
Yo, Jonesy! Yo.
Grab bag!
Grab bag!
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 Yeah. Hold on. Hello?
Bag!
Bag!
So what's up, Keith? Watching the game, grabbing a bag. True. True.
That's strong.
Not bad. Not bad. That was the all-time, that was the greatest Super Bowl commercial of all time, Titans-Rams.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Yeah. Weather.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Now you can't ever say it.
Now, so people are gonna be saying that on their,
grab bag.
On their phones now.
Yo.
Nonstop.
What up?
What's grab up, Keith?
Weather.
Love it.
It also sounds like the way they put it all together, like an old Adam Sandler.
I can hear that.
Like
yeah.
Comedy bit.
Yes.
CD or whatever. Very good. Boston Celtics got a win last night. We hit on that earlier, blowing out the horrible Washington Wizards. Do they have a chance to go on a little bit of a run here? They have Orlando tomorrow in Orlando and Orlando Sunday in Orlando.
Orlando's
so maybe,
bad.
Maybe a trip to Disney World mixed in.
Oh, maybe, perhaps.
Friday, Sunday, both in Orlando?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Orlando's been
get a couple
worse
of wins.
Than the Celtics.
Yeah.
They're 3-5. I watched them. They got smoked by the Hawks the other night. And Atlanta, people think, will be better. Atlanta also hasn't been great. They're 4-4. So maybe Orlando could turn it around. They added some new pieces this offseason. But, yeah, I'm not sold on them at all. So the Celtics should at least split.
And then next Tuesday, they play Philadelphia for the 3rd time this season. It's like there are other teams to play. You don't have to only play Philadelphia.
Yeah, and you're catching Philly at a bad time.
Yeah.
Because they're playing well.
They are playing well.
So, yeah, it's a very front-loaded, but they should beat that team, too. Yeah, it should be a good week to answer your question. Yes.
No, I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played
Grab Bag.
Another famous football movie once said it's a game of inches And Jones, that leads us to our next conversation. Matt Khalil, former offensive lineman, offensive tackle, his ex-wife went on a podcast and talked about what led to their divorce.
They were Magnum Dong.
In so many words.
That was the accusation?
They were married for 7 years, and she had like an hour-long podcast where she was... No, our podcast.
Okay, I was going to say,
she's still a great friend. Just they couldn't make it work specifically because of how big he is. And I'm not talking about being 6'6", 315, you know, tackle in the NFL.
I mean, the man's a Haas.
No.
In more ways than one.
Way more ways than one. Which obvious nominee for Haas of the Week.
Yeah.
Haas of the Year contention. And Dice even suggested right into the Haas Hall of Fame.
Just straight in.
She was like, I
don't even put him on the ballot. Just he goes straight into the Haas Hall of Fame.
She was like, and not to get crass, but she's like, physically couldn't be with him. Like, couldn't do it. Like, the math on it, the science, whatever, the physics.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
How'd that work?
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
How'd that work? It didn't.
Yeah.
It turns out. Okay, so a little...
I think she said something about two Coke cans stacked on top of each other.
Oh.
Maybe three.
Maybe three?
That's what she said.
Depends.
Nick just gasped. Nick gasped. That's what she said.
Wow.
So...
There's a little bit of shaming going on is really what that is.
Yeah, but then it's funny that I was reading the story on it, because obviously curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
So
in a Waymo.
How about... also in a Waymo.
How dare you.
But curiosity as well.
Yeah.
Killed the cat.
And curiosity was the first few lives. So Waymo was the ninth.
So I read this story. Yeah. It had some clickbaity headlines. I'm like, obviously, we're going to read this.
Yeah, I'm going to check this out.
So I get to the bottom of it, and they're like, they're still friends. She's currently dating. Meanwhile, like, he has like a new current girlfriend. I was like,
he's John of Rhode Island going on a lot of dates, I'd imagine.
I would imagine
Billy, you had a good theory on this.
Yeah, we're getting divorced. I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars, and you're going to brag about something that isn't true.
Oh, okay, possibly.
Great.
You want those checks to clear? Double soda cans.
Great.
I'm going to tell you how I want it described as well.
Great.
That is a good conspiracy.
That's a tremendous landspiracy.
Just keep spiracies fine. Everybody can have keep spiracies.
Well, it's not yours.
Well, it's but it's Billy. On the show.
It's a Billy spiracy.
But it's a keep spiracy.
I can hand it off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good one, though.
Anyway.
Just being a good producer.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
But Matt Khalil, our Haas of the Week.
Well, I hear the grab bag coming. It's rolling round the bend. Jones and Keefe haven't seen the sunshine since. They don't know when. Well, they're stuck in Brighton prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that grab bag keeps rolling on down to 2 p.m.
Wow.
All right.
Hit the note.
Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, and it's an AFC West showdown. The 7-2 Denver Broncos host the 2-6 Las Vegas Raiders.
They went to overtime last week.
Now, the game's in Denver.
Yeah.
But because it's Thursday night and Tom Brady is not calling a game for Fox.
Oh.
Could he be calling plays tonight for the Raiders?
Good point. Is he back on headset in Denver?
Or is it now like, oh, wait a minute, team's terrible. I'm going to avoid that.
Yeah.
It's clone.
It's clone.
Dispatch is clone to do it.
It is clone.
That's a good
obviously
call. Yeah, no, I like the Broncos to win and cover.
Yeah, 8.5, I was going to say. 8.5 is the number, so you feel good about the 8.5 there?
I do.
Okay.
I would lay those points here.
All right, congratulations to Craig Stammen, who's been named the San Diego Padres manager for the next three
Craig
years.
Stammen.
Craig Stammen, former big leaguer.
Random ball player.
Craig Stammen could be.
Maybe he will be. Stay tuned.
Although I have a twist on that today.
Oh.
People might not like it.
Oh, boy.
All-star grab bags walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags walk like this, 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 this.
Jones and Keefe.
Alexander Ovechkin became the first NHL player to record 900 career goals last night. 900.
Running away from the field.
For Ovechkin.
And Binnington running away from the goal with the puck.
Binnington did try to steal the puck.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, Binnington.
He ran right out of
the
puck.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be a real silly goose about
it.
And
people hate him, huh?
People hate Binnington.
I guess that's why. Yeah.
He's got a hateable face. He beat the Bruins in a cup. So, people hate him. Does Ovechkin play long enough to get to 1,000 goals is my question now.
How old is he?
Old. 40?
I was going to say.
Maybe older.
I'm gonna say no, but maybe
didn't Gordy Howe play till he was 65?
Oh yeah, he was still.
Chelios was in his 50s.
Chelios was old. A lot of old guys.
How old is Ovi?
40.com.
Oh yeah, I take it back. He could get to it.
He'll get to 1,000.
Only 40.
Even if he gets 20 goals a year for 5 more years, he could do it. Right? You're checking my math?
Yeah, no, I get the math. I'm just thinking through that. You think he's going to play for 5 more years?
No, I'm saying he doesn't even have to, but I'm saying, like, even broken down Ovechkin could score 20 goals.
Yeah.
So even if it takes him 5 years, he could do it.
Mr. 1,000.
He might be able to get in 3 years.
He should hang around for Mr. 1,000.
He should. Or he ends his career at 999, and then they have to talk him back in, and they make a movie about
That's
it.
That's what it is. There you go.
Turn on the radio, and you'll see.
Is that text right?
The top one?
Yeah.
Not the one that says the spread is 8.5, to which Matt Khalil said, that's it? That's a dice text. Dice.
No, the next one. Oh, I apologize. The Denver Broncos, because they already did this earlier in the year, so I didn't realize they're doing it again. Reason to watch tonight, orange crush uniforms. That light blue helmet with the
orange, yep.
Orange D.
Yeah.
And then the horse jumping through.
Yeah.
And then the beautiful orange jersey.
Yeah, those jerseys are excellent.
Oh, they're going to win by a million points.
Yeah, easy cover
wearing
now.
Wearing the old English D.
No, this is a standard block letter D.
That's the Tigers.
That's a different
this
thing
is
altogether.
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah, no, that's... Speaking of the Denver Broncos.
Watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is. Having the
grab bag
of his life.
Boston College basketball in action tonight against the Citadel. Who are your three favorite players on the Citadel?
Oh, Citadel.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get back to you on
Citadel
that one.
Citadel Threet's kid.
Citadel Ellis.
Citadel
Ellis. He could launch a three for you.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah, BC, I think, lost their opener to SMU. Who did they lose to? They lost.
That's a good Mustangs team.
It is a good Stangs.
That's a good Stangs team.
Okay.
I think they could be one to be trifled with this year.
Okay.
Did you see some of the scores going around? There was that one team that was up like 74-0 the other day against some of the college teams.
I'm with Alex Cora. I did not. No, I did not.
There's some weird, because early on there's a lot of weird, like, not only is it non-conference games, it's like non-division games.
Oh yeah.
It's like just D2 teams playing D3 teams, D1 teams. It's like, oh, it's all a mess. All right, we'll probably cite this off and on throughout the offseason. This is just one place to do it, but ESPN ranked the top 50 baseball free agents.
Oh.
And as well as contract projections for each player. And so their number one free agent is Kyle Tucker. They must have not watched the second half of the season. I love Kyle Tucker.
That would not be number one on my
list. Do you know what his projected contract is for Kyle Tucker?
Yeah, let's go.
Years and money.
Let's go 8 years, $350 million.
11 for 418.
$1.429 million.
Yeah, I should have got more.
$626.
I should have got more years.
Framber Valdez is second.
Okay. His catchers hate him, if you recall.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't throw it at him on purpose. Like, yeah, he did. Cody Bellinger is third. Alex Bregman
is fourth. A horrible list. Bregman's fourth?
Yeah.
Bellinger's third.
I hate the
list. Framber Valdez is two, and Kyle Tucker is getting 400 whatever million. That's a horrible list.
Kyle Schwarber is eighth, and Pete Alonso's ninth.
Yeah, I would take
those are the two guys I want.
Well, would you rather Bregman's back, or Bregman is elsewhere, and they sign one of those
No,
two?
No, no. Give me Bregman and one of those guys.
Okay, no, that's not the question.
Wait, what is the question?
You get one or the other. You'd rather sign Bregman back, or you would rather add Alonso?
Oh, I think Pete Alonso.
Interesting.
Yeah, I want 50 bombs.
You get Bregman back, or you get to add Schwarber.
Schwarber. Give me 50 bombs.
So I think I'm still on Bregman on that one.
Yeah.
But Bregman shouldn't be fourth. I don't think. Give me some of the other names.
And Bregman, 5 years, 160 is what they're guessing.
5-160?
Yeah. He's walking away from 284.
I've been seeing 6-180.
Okay.
But okay, I guess that's not that far off.
I guess there's a new Japanese pitcher. He's fifth, so I don't know. Dylan Cease is sixth. Bo Bichette, seventh.
So yeah, you like him, huh?
Schwarber, eighth. Pete Alonso,
keep bringing him up.
Uh-huh.
And there's another Japanese third baseman, 10th. That's our top 10.
Yeah, I've read he's
but this
not,
goes 50 deep.
I've read he's not playing third. I've read he's playing first or maybe just DHing. Okay. But anyways, maybe that's not that bad for Bregman, actually.
You are a
grab bag.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Well, the worst story in sports today came out earlier today. It's Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Kneeland. Initial reports were found dead, and then it later came out throughout the day that it was an apparent suicide. So it sounded like there was a police chase in Texas, and then it ended with a suicide. So second year player, just 24 years old. I know Jeremy Springer opened up his press conference today, as some of the guys are talking today, with obviously condolences to his family as well as the Dallas Cowboys, but just a terrifying, terrible story.
Yeah, so I didn't realize Springer started off his press conference talking about that horrible story.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, again, after the initial reporting, it's now being investigated as an apparent suicide.
Yeah.
But yeah, on foot after the car accident, fled the scene and then found hours later dead. Yeah, 24 years old. It's awful.
Terrible. All right, not going to play a silly goose sounder after that. Let's just get to the top basketball performers from last night. Jones, we have a bunch to choose from, including Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
How about Russell Westbrook? Triple-double.
Good game.
23 points, 16 boards, 10 assists. Was it Jaylen Brown? 35 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. Was it Luka Doncic? 35 points, 9 boards, 13 assists. Was it Nikola Jokic? 33 points, 15 boards, 16 assists. Or Donovan Mitchell? 46 points, 4 boards, 8 assists.
I think we got to go with Westbrook. When are we going to get to use Russell Westbrook again? They beat the Warriors. I know there's no Curry.
Yeah.
Let's go Russell Westbrook.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Now, I know that people are going to be mad about this. So this is a trial balloon.
Oh, no.
How do you feel about...
We were not consulted on
in
this.
The baseball offseason, at least on Thursdays, random football player.
Because of Thursday Night
Thursday
Football.
Night Football.
Got it.
Football season. People like football. Very popular sport.
I don't hate it. Who's coming up with it? Still you?
I have it.
You have a random football player right now?
Yeah, obviously. I wasn't going to say how about it, and then like, no, I don't have one.
Well, what if we said no? Do you have a random baseball player too?
No. it's the same guy. It's so Brian Jordan.
Is it based on tonight's game?
It's Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Is it based on tonight's game?
Is it a Bronco
yes.
or a Raider?
Oh, how
about
yes,
that?
It is.
Could be both.
How do you like that?
Sure. I guess we're doing it no matter what. So, yeah.
No choice.
This is what we're doing today.
Yeah.
No repeats. This is going to be, we'll see.
Twitch chat loves it.
Promise that.
Text line loves
Text
it.
Text line's loving
yeah,
it.
They're like, great idea,
Deion.
Keith.
Deion.
It's all Deion, Bo Jackson, and Brian Jordan. You're like, can we do somebody else? All right. This is a football player who was a one-time Pro Bowler.
Okay.
Was a running back.
Okay.
11 NFL seasons.
Okay.
Played for 4 teams.
All right.
Eagles, Raiders, Niners, Bucks.
Where was he a Pro Bowler?
San Francisco, where he ran for 1,100 yards. The year before that, 1,200. So 2 seasons of over 1,000 yards.
Oh,
rookie year?
Garrison Hurst.
No. I like that guess, though. I like where your energy's at. Yeah?
Thomas Jones.
No. Rookie year, 94. His last year was 04.
94 to 04.
Yep.
Who'd he finish with?
He finished with Tampa Bay.
Good question. We all want to know that.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
And he's a Pro Bowler in San Fran?
He was a Pro Bowler in San Fran. He was only in San Fran for 2 years, and it was his 2 best years by far. He ran for over 1,100 yards each year. Single season high was 7 touchdowns. He had a nickname, which I'd never heard of.
Okay.
Lightning.
Lightning?
They called him Lightning.
Okay. Ricky Waters is too good for this.
The Queen.
He was a second-round pick in 94.
Out of?
Out of Tennessee.
Oh, you're going to give us that.
I'll give you that.
I'm still not going to get it.
You haven't gotten it. Twitch chat has it. Text line has it.
Damn
People
it.
Like the football thing.
Well.
Well, they might.
Knowing and liking are two different things.
I'm going to cheat and look. It's Charlie Garner?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Charlie Garner. They called him Lightning.
Charlie Garner
was on Pro Bowler.
But was he on the Raiders? Wait, who did you say he played for?
He was in the... Was he on the Snowball game?
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was in that game. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie Garner.
Yeah.
Good player.
Not that random.
I don't really remember him as a Pro Bowler with the 49ers, but yeah.
Yeah, he had a nice year.
Well, yeah. We got that out of the way.
Yep. I'll tell
back
you.
Back to reality tomorrow.
Get back to Raul Labanias tomorrow.
So, so we got some Charlie Garners in there. We got a Frank Gore.
Speaking of.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of Matt Khalil. Ricky Waters is a good guess.
Yeah, well, he's too good to be Ricky Waters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, other way around. Ricky Waters is too good to be random. Roger Craig, too good to be random.
Yeah.
Okay, some good ones in there.
Not bad.
Top text is rude.
No. Leave my ex-wife out of this. All right.
Okay.
Pretty good. Random, I think people liked it. Overall,
random football player of the day.
Probably a hit.
Every Thursday?
I think so.
Every Thursday?
Well, during the a lot of trial and error today.
Yeah, during the football season.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Every Thursday during football season. Random football player in the grab bag on Jones.
10 weeks in.
And Keith.
No time like the present.
You can He's just upset we got three in a row.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, no, we had World Series.
Yeah,
baseball season extends.
That's
we
true.
Got too
we
quick.
Had, yeah, we, had, we got too good at it. A year and a half.
After a year.
Yeah, we got too good at it, though. 617-779-7937. We got your feedback there. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus Curran and Razor today. We'll get you the clip du jour. There's a lot of material for that today. I don't even know what it could be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we're talking a lot about clones because Tom Brady cloned his dog.
Sure.
That is
allegedly.
Really, that has set it off here. You're very pro clones. I'm very anti clones. And that led to some of this.
I am pro cloning.
I heard.
But I distance myself.
Because you don't want to be a father, is what it sounds
like. Yeah, I don't really want to do much of it. I want to be able to do what I want to do. The other Michael Keatons were putting in work while he was on that boat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that never, that like, that. It sounds good in the moment, but then it always turns
bad. The wind was in his face. He's having a great time. And then just Andy McDowell.
But what's the lesson in that movie?
Can't unsee any of it.
What's the lesson in that movie?
What is the
Andy
lesson?
Andy McDowell was the original Bonnie Blue. That's the lesson.
Yeah, no, the lesson,
the lesson is
you don't have it so bad.
Right.
And you know what?
Grass is not always greener.
You can't tell me there isn't crap you wouldn't want to do that the clone would be pretty sweet for.
Yeah, but if you don't want to do it, what makes you think the clone's going to want to do it?
He won't.
Right.
But he's a clone.
So then he'll choke you to death.
That's your job. Well, eventually he might turn on
you. You're making the clone sound like it doesn't have, like, free will.
Because the
Correct. Yeah, no, that's mine wouldn't.
So would you, like, lock your clone up every night? Yeah, okay, that's going to end real quick.
It is, yeah.
So what are you doing while your clone is doing everything for you?
I don't know. Gambling?
Gambling.
Set my fantasy lineup.
At least 700 pounds by the end of the year.
eating just whatever
Broken
I want.
Broken fat.
Yeah.
Jones wants a so he can gamble, because he's not gambling now. He's not checking his fantasy teams
Well,
now.
I think I would do better if I had more time to focus on it.
Why do you want a clone?
I stand by all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go to the bar.
I can do what I want to do.
That's so he can do exactly what he's doing.
What else would the clone be for?
Well, hopefully you're planning on how to defend yourself from the clone uprising. That's what you need to be doing with your time.
Years and years down the road, Keith. In the meantime,
it's sooner than you think.
I'm going to enjoy myself.
Yeah, I guess.
So, again, the defense rests. Case closed. I think it was a pretty good case there for clones. We have WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy and Ted, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The crossover is for hearty helpings of homestyle chicken pot pie with tons of chicken, or the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmered beef. You gotta love the nines. What's up, Hart?
Hi, fellas. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just fighting over clones. Where do you stand on clones?
Yeah, well, I ripped Brady yesterday for it, because it's ridiculous, because not only did he supposedly clone, but it was all marketing. It was all to fluff up this company that he's an investor in.
Yeah.
Sure.
And even his statement said, I leveraged their services for our beloved dog. Like, you don't leverage love.
No.
But you're being that's a
that's
weird
insane.
You're being evasive though. Are you pro or anti-clone?
I don't see how it ends well.
Doesn't
see how what's the good?
There's no happily ever after in a cloning situation.
By the way, I don't like this Twitch angle. Let's go. Get my bald spot off there. What are you doing back there? I don't care for that.
We can probably get you.
JB's got some spray if you need to put a little something on there.
Sure,
I've heard the Charlie McAvoy commercials. You can probably get on there.
Who's in charge of this angle right now? I don't care for this.
Yeah, where is that?
That's
Terp.
Terp.
You're doing a fine job, Terp. Fine job.
Killing it.
Today we have Tom Curran, 3:30.
All right.
Post trade deadline. Lots of questions about what the Patriots didn't do.
Did not do.
And then your guy, 4 o'clock in studio, Razor, the surging Bruins.
Ooh.
In studio for the surging Bruins.
That'll always be
good. I like them apples.
He's going to have to be sitting down, I'd imagine, the way the team's playing.
They've been fun. They have been fun.
No, they've been entertaining.
They've been better than the Celtics.
Don't ask him anything that might not be super positive.
He was a little negative last week, actually.
No way. I doubt
talking
it.
Talking about the goalie situation and sticking with the hot hand and doing the right thing.
Razor clone.
Could have been a clone.
Yeah, it was a clone Razor.
Could have been a clone.
Yeah.
And he's been doing those alternate broadcasts. Not sure if you guys caught between periods.
I did. You know, I just missed it. Oh, no, I saw that.
They blended? You couldn't hear a word that anyone said.
They had three guys sitting down and then three guys standing up, like acting like they just crashed a party, and it
all
was like
talking
nothing
at the same time.
It was just like nothing. You couldn't decipher it,
to the point where I thought it was like a bit or a gag, and it wasn't.
I like that 5 minutes there we couldn't understand a word anybody said. That was the best.
They did have their Emmy though on the desk.
They did
just to
Emmy.
Show that off, so they had their Emmy.
That's competitive sick. Field it was a competitive field in that Emmy field.
We're also going to lead off with this Drake May sack thing, where he got a little sour with us on Monday, I think, in terms of the sacks and the pressure.
Sour sack.
And then yesterday he offered up that it's his fault, basically.
Huh.
So whose fault is it? Does he need to lay off the sacks, or are the numbers inflated by some of those? You guys are very immature.
You heard the Mac Khalil
yard losses. Oh, for crying out loud, talk Drake May and football sacks.
Okay. Good.
Good Lord, you two.
All right, sack talk. 617-779-7937. Dial them up. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Sacks. Stay tuned for it. We got a top five Friday tomorrow, Keith.
Oh, we got a good one.
We do
have a good one.
And they're always good.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Friday four pack. We got the weekend review plus.
Oh, yeah.
Keys to Pats and Bucks on a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to the milkman, Milton Williams. Bozo touchdown parlay. Keith still alive in the Survivor.
Yes.
All that tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.